Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. A big OMG, OMG. So much going on today. It's Earth Month. We have one in-studio guest here already, Renee. Renee, it's Krieger.
It is.
It is Krieger. She is my dear friend. It's one of those K-R-E-A names, so I want to make sure I say her name right. She and her husband, Stephen, and probably the ultimate future CEO, Jeffrey, own Eclectic Pizza, and Jeffrey is there. Is he eight?
He's eight.
8-year-old son, and believe me, he has the world by the handles. He's got it going on, agreed? He's so cute. I just love him. And later on the show, Lindsay Bruno from the Humane Society will talk to us about what they're up to, and we might even have a live call-in from Mr. Habitor himself. Terry D's been threatening to call in from the Earth Day Parade, and I say bring it on. I'm sure Reed Park is packed, and next year I will be there myself, I promise. Would love for you to visit my website to find out more thorough information about my speed talking every week, MrsGreensWorld.com. And I would love it even more if you followed me on Facebook and Twitter, because updates are happening. They're live, they're late-breaking, and they're not always local. So I don't know, I didn't really want to steal that from KLD News 13, but they'd probably be happy. So there's lots happening in the world of sustainability. I do want to say this show is sponsored by Chapman Tucson, and I love to do little shout-outs about different sponsors of Mrs. Green. I always come clean, perfect little alliteration there. This Saturday, I'm talking about Big John the Toilet Guy. Now, everybody's laughing in studio. I have never told anyone that that's the name of his company without their laughing. And I have a couple of things to say about this company, because I am a locavore through and through every chance I get. John and his son-in-law, Ramon, just became members of the Rotary Club of Tucson Sunrise because they care about the community, and that's all about giving back. And I do have a high-efficiency toilet from Big John the Toilet Guy, which is 1.2. Oh, my gosh, Kat's making the sound of the toilet flushing. Gotta love it. And I think it's 1.28 gallons per flush, and if not, I'm sure John will text me. And they're not just toilet guys. They're great plumbers. One of the things I love is they don't charge extra if you need them on a weekend. Who can be really scheduling when their plumbing goes awry? Not me. The pipe breaks at 2 o'clock on a Saturday. Ding, time and a half, because it's a weekend. Big John the Toilet Guy doesn't do that. They have done unbelievable things for the Ronald McDonald House. I know John was really stressed out this week because he's working on their fundraiser on May 6th. Working with the Humane Society, they donated all the toilets to the Habasaur. So from my view, they're always looking for ways to help, so let's help them. If you need a plumber, how easy is it to remember Big John the Toilet Guy? And if by some stretch of my imagination you forget that, even just the toilet guy part, you can always find them via Mrs. Green's World and do info at Mrs. Green's World, or they have an ad. They have ads on my website, and John has his own radio show. He's an active Facebook and Twitterer, and they've got it all going on, if you ask me. Speaking of having it going on, I love the contest we're doing this month. One of the reasons I love it is because we don't have to count all the entries. You just enter once, and the entries are awesome, and it's what are you doing to celebrate Earth Month? And I love this. The winner at noon yesterday is a man named Doug Stillman of Racine, Wisconsin. And, of course, what I think about Racine is the kind of pastries they have there that I can't remember the name offhand. But, oh, my gosh, I think of food. And his what he's doing for Earth Month, it's so apropos of you being on the show, Renee. I'm planting my garden and loving my chemical-free crop. How cool is that?
Very.
That was his what, and we just randomly picked, so I thought that was very good. We'd love to know how you're celebrating Earth Month, and even if you're not the I don't want to share it on the website of Mrs. Green's World page, go there and take a look, because there are wonderful things that people are doing from around the country. We have two more drawings I sounded like New Jersey there. More. We have two more drawings, one next Friday and one the Friday after that, and you get a swell bottle and that lovely little collectible Mrs. Green's bag. So happy Earth Month. And let's go to Renee. I did want to say Tucson Clean and Beautiful and all that crowd is down at Reed Park for the Earth Day Fair Festival.
So are
parade.
My girls.
So are
selling
your
slices.
Girls. Selling slices. Why don't you have any in the studio? We're not going to bring that up because they do have a way to heat it here.
Oh.
I was hoping that was going to be my surprise. I'm only kidding. There is so I'm only kidding. So I never make anyone embarrassed on the show, and hopefully you know me well enough to know I was kidding. And Buffalo Exchange is doing a neat thing this week too.
What are they doing?
Today, if you shop in their Tucson stores, they're having a dollar store, dollar day sale, and for everything that you buy that they have on sale for a dollar, they're donating all of that money to the Humane Society of the United States. And I think that's pretty cool for the preservation of wildlife land. So
that's wonderful.
I think that's very cool. I like that a lot. So my first question to you, because the time will fly with you and me, babe, is everybody knows I love eclectic pizza. I was there for 3 hours this week. We held court in a corner table and had a bunch of meetings and people coming in. It was really a lot of fun. We were treated extremely well.
Good.
And overate extremely much. So let's talk about the announcement. Do you want to tell the announcement on this show? Because I want you to. I know something you don't know.
Well, we are very excited. We have evolved into a new place, and we kind of wanted to put a name and a logo on it that was more of what we're doing. So we are announcing our new name, which is Renee's Organic Oven.
Yay! Can we do the thing? Oh, yeah, here. We love that. Okay, celebration in Earth Month. Renee's Organic Oven. And when is that going to be official other than now the whole world knows?
Oh, yes, the whole world knows. And what we did today was we put it up on our Facebook so people could look at the new logo and kind of like it. We tied it to a gift certificate. So when you like the post, which tells us how many of you get to see it, you're entering yourself to win $25 gift certificate to our wonderful little pizzeria.
Love that.
Yeah.
Which is so much more than a pizzeria. And we're going to get into all of that.
It's our excuse for doing good things.
It is. I love that. She's got great taglines. She helps me with mine. I love it. I love it. It's our excuse for doing great things. And I have a lot of things to share about that. So Renee's Organic Kitchen.
Oven.
Oven. New logo?
Yes.
What does the logo look like?
The logo, well, you have to go to our Facebook page and see it.
All righty then. See, that's great. Drive traffic to the Facebook page. I love it. She and I are really great Facebook buddies. Okay, so talk about a little bit the whole ambiance, the feeling that you want to elicit from people when they come to Eclectic Pizza.
Well, we really want people to feel like they're getting a pure food and a sincere service while they're there, and that we just really want them to feel what we do is what we love, and that we really want them to feel like it's our living room, and that's kind of how it's been perceived, and that's the feedback we get, so we're very happy about it.
That's perfect. You even have those chairs out front that you can sit in, those, you know, easy chairs.
You know, and it might change a little bit, but the comfort's going to increase, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. So we're here, schizophrenic. I want to take callers. We do have giveaways for Eclectic Pizza, 520-880-5678, and you're going to get one just for calling in. Up next, more about Renee Krieger from, I'm going to keep saying Eclectic Pizza. I'll have to write it down during the break. Renee's Organic Oven. Please stay here with me. We'll be right back.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World News Talk 790KNST. If you have a congratulatory message for Renee, if you have a question for Eclectic Pizza, 520-880-5678. We would love to hear from you and give you a $10 gift certificate that will still be honored for Renee's Organic Oven. Okay. Also joining us in studio in a little bit is Lindsay from the Humane Society, and I like to say that they're the ultimate recyclers of dogs and cats. I just ran to litter in the door, so in case you're wondering, yes, Mrs. Green is out of breath, but Lindsay Bruno is already here. She is in the house, and we're having fun. Terry D is going to call in from the Earth Day Parade at Reed Park, so we've got lots going on. So the overview of Eclectic Pizza, if you ask me, is a place that's fun, family, and festive. And I really did just say that, rolled off my tongue. I love to go there, but there are reasons other than that whole atmosphere. And I think I'd like to talk a little bit about something that is huge in our world today, is gluten-free. And you told me more about gluten-free than I ever knew. I think you should tell people what gluten is. I think you should tell them it's almost like a gluten-free kitchen is very much like a kosher kitchen, because it's not a joke. You don't use one knife for gluten and then just go over and use one to cut wheat and then go back and use the gluten-free. So what is gluten? And I just want to tell you, I had a post before I came, and it says on my Facebook, it said, and I quote, "I finally got off the gluten. Gluten is the devil." Obviously, this woman does not like gluten. "I'm at 130 pounds for the first time since 1989. My mind, body, and spirit has been cleansed. Woohoo. And I know that people who have gluten intolerance get really sick, mm-hmm. because I have some friends who do. So tell us a little bit about, you know a lot about gluten, and it's a hot topic.
Well, I mean, I will say our regular pizza dough is high gluten, and we are very fond of what it does in our pizza dough.
I am very glad I'm not gluten intolerant.
Yeah, it gives quite a good chew. It's not something that you can take out of a product that has gluten. You just need to source things that are available, and there are plenty that are available to enjoy that don't already contain that.
Now, is gluten just from wheat?
It's not just from wheat, but you can't get wheat that doesn't have gluten.
Okay.
There are situations where for a long time people thought oats had wheat gluten in them, but really it's just nature and birds that kind of drop seeds and change crops and kind of contaminated things. And there are lots of sources for getting gluten-free oats at this point. It's for people that have to take it very seriously. It is a life-altering diet, that's for sure.
I've seen people that have had it, and boy, did they get sick instantly. There's no warning. You're sick.
And there's a lot of research now where there's a lot of variety in it. It's been a very genetically modified. It's been a very serious cash crop. It's been something that's worked its way into our bodies at very high levels. And some people, and however their cells work, it just does not work with their body, and it makes them very, very ill. And when they luckily find out that that's what it is, and it's now more obvious to doctors that they're diagnosing it a lot earlier, they're able to correct almost all of their ailments and live a very, very healthy, happy life. But it's a very serious change in their daily habits.
And there's really a lot of, in your statement about our compromised food supply. I mean, we have genetically modified things to where calling them food at times to me is questionable.
Very.
Makes me just now flash on your spinach salad with your garlic creamy dressing. That is not something that I want to think about right now. It's one of the things that I literally crave. So in terms of the way your kitchen is set up, it's not a big, huge, gigundo space. How do you maintain a gluten-free area? And are the staff trained? And does everybody know how serious it is?
They know exactly how serious it is. We joked with one of our newest employees about 4 months ago. He grabbed a gluten-free pizza with the regular pizza peel, which he would do in any pizzeria he worked at under the sun. And we were like, look, you've got to pretend it's biohazard. You never, ever touch this with this.
Biohazard. Okay, I love it.
Yes, because to the person who receives that product, which he then had to throw away a $23 free-range Thai curry gluten-free chicken pizza, he will never ever do it again.
Right,
and so that
was hazardous to him.
Yeah, and so in that it was, he knew it the second he went to do it because of our training. So I mean, we still had to throw the pizza away, and he still had to, you know, walk the hall of shame. But he will never do it again.
Right.
And our staff is very aware. They see all the kids smile when they get to have pizza and they've never had it. And they get to see the thank yous from the kitchen to the dining room of all of the people who say, I haven't had pizza in 15 years. We get a lot of really sincere recognition, and they take the responsibility very seriously.
And I see it more and more in grocery stores. Not that I frequent grocery stores. Mr. Green is having a chuckle at that right now. When was the last time you were in a grocery store, Gina? It's like, oh, you saw it a lot. But the last time I was there, I did see a lot more gluten-free labels. Mm-hmm. And if he had done that, if your staff, who was not treating it as biohazard chemical that was going to blow the whole place up. So you're talking about the tray that you put in the oven, the big flat thing?
Yes.
What would have happened if it got compromised? That dust from it?
And yes. And if somebody can't have it, wow. And furthermore than that, we really just want no margin of error with
right,
that.
Right.
So even if it was a brand new pizza peel and he grabbed it off the top of the oven and it had never touched anything, he grabbed the wrong peel from the wrong place. And that's what we work to change. So it's very, very specific. Everything is in a different spot and a different salad line in a gloved only line with nothing ever touching it that has wheat in it at all. So it's safe.
You know, one of the things that would be really cool, since we want to both be, you know, growing our social media presence because of our messages, I'd love to come back and see that sometime and do a little YouTube, quick YouTube.
Oh, sure.
There's a gluten-free zone. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now talk about your demographic. I have been in there a lot, and it was long before I knew that you were the owners. You know, we always waved, but it's a place that I have loved. I'm a Jersey girl. I love pizza, but I really now, the spinach salad is just a given. My husband, spinach salad a given. Cindy, spinach salad a given. What's the demographic? I mean, I know you have people come from way northwest, Oro Valley, Catalina. It's not just something that people living on Sabino and Tanque Verde are driving by and think, I'll go there. You have a really, what I would call a tribe that seeks you out. Is that
yes.
fair to say?
Yes, very much.
Yep.
I think we speak to something that is within a lot of people. And it's this real craving for real people and a real experience and real food. And to be able to sit down with somebody and embrace that experience with that person and come into our place to experience what we offer and not be bombarded with too much other than that. And I think that we offer that, and on a very sincere level, we deliver it. And we have some of the first people we've ever hired are still with us. And we have teachers in the area that say, how did you get these people? They're like the best people in our school. And it's we put it out there, and we get it with our employees, and we get it with the families that come in, and we try and give it all back.
And that feeling that you get in some restaurants, and I was a waitress back in the day, okay, and I know that you want to turn tables over. But when we were there the other day for really almost 3 hours, I never get the feeling that they want to hurry up and turn over my table. Can we get you anything? Do you want me to take your credit card? None of that comes. It's like it's okay for a place to hang out. Is that something that you train, or is it because you and Steven are like that it goes on that way? It feels really good. People appreciate that. That's sustainability to me.
Well, I think it's really our value on experience and money. If you go to spend your money somewhere, I think you should get out of it what it is that you are going there to get. And we aren't always able to judge why you came and what you needed to talk about and what your goal is for that time frame. So we want to make you comfortable as long as you're there. That being said, we are very small, so don't be everyone out there coming for 3-hour meetings.
I love it. She just dinged me. Boing. I got it. I love it. You're right. You're absolutely right.
So, I mean,
we came before rush hour.
Yes.
Like at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And last night we were very, very busy. And, you know, and there comes a point where sometimes we do have to say, is there anything else I can get you? Because there's 5 people waiting. So it works out, though. It works out very well. We want people to enjoy their experience.
Now, here's how down home and real it is. Stephen was telling us about the chocolate cake, which, of course, we had to have some. And he said that he makes the recipe up in his head, which is beyond my imagination. I'm a recipe with the measuring spoon. You know, when I watch the Food Channel, I'm like, yeah, that's about 1/4 cup. I'm there with 1/4 cup leveling it off. And he said he told one of your employees or the chef, if he could imitate Steve's recipe, he would give him a raise.
Yeah.
So, do you know the recipe?
No. No. And he is quite hilarious about it. We actually had the new prep person coming in, and he said, I'm following this recipe exactly. And I said, that's what you're doing wrong. He doesn't use those. It's like a joke. Like,
right. Those aren't his. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Well, yeah. We had it, and it was delicious. It had just been out of the oven. Okay, another thing that I know is a big deal for you is that my husband doesn't even like pizza. You have a lot of really other good things on the menu, and that's part of your of the impetus behind your wanting to change the name, correct? To Renee's Organic Oven.
Yes.
So people will not think of it just as a pizzeria, but as a place to get good locally sourced, which I absolutely want to talk about in the next segment. Okay. So talk about that piece of it. What are some of your other favorites that are on the menu?
I would say our newest addition that we're very proud to have is we use what was Double Check Ranch, and now it's Walking J, and we get a local beef from them. And the smell of that, if we could keep that smell going, the aroma in the air when we make that meat sauce, I think we could attract people from open to close all day long with a line out the door.
Even for breakfast.
It's amazing what it does to the product. And it's our meat lasagna. And it's very, very popular. And it's very good. And if we ever are out of it, it's only because everyone else already ordered it. And it's our way. We feel very good about everything that they do and the way that they treat their animals and the earth. And like I've noticed, I've come to this point where I think no matter what our success is in our life, whether it's a restaurant tour or not, we would never have time to build our own success if we were having to grow our own food and be that responsible for the treatment of what we were digesting. So I thank them every time that I open my doors for what they give us.
And what is their name at their farm again?
Walking J.
And where is that?
It's by Double Check Ranch, and it's about 40 minutes outside of Tucson. But where you can get it is at St. Philip's Plaza on Sunday on Jesse Owens Park on Friday. And they also, I think, now even offer home delivery. If you look at their webpage, it's awesome.
What a wonderful way for the world to be going. So if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. Somebody, 520-880-5678, give us a call. We have Terry D., Mr. Habistore himself, holding on the line. We are going to bring him live as soon as we come back. We also have Lindsay Bruno,
yes.
From the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. So we've got an action-packed half hour. Please stay here with me. We'll be right back.
News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. Thank you so much for joining us today. And please feel free to join me on Facebook, Twitter, and MrsGreensWorld.com so you can stay up to date on everything that's happening in the world of sustainability, of which there is always a lot. We have two in-studio guests today, and if you've been listening, you know one of them is Renee Krieger from Renee's Organic Oven. I want to say that a lot. Used to be as of, you know, yesterday. It's so yesterday.
Right? It's yesterday today. We're going to keep blending them for a while.
We're going to keep blending them and changing. I mean, it's so much to change. I love it. If you are listening and driving and feel called, 520-880-5678, just to wish us Happy Earth Month, and you will get a reward of a $10 gift certificate to Eclectic Pizza. In studio with us is Lindsay Bruno from the Humane Society, but on the line we have Mr. Habitor. I keep calling you Habitor, dude.
Hey, that's okay. I can tell I have a story.
You can tell I have a story. So what's going on at the parade down at Reed Park? I'm so sad I'm not there.
Well, we're at Reed Park, and it's Earth Day. It's the 17th annual Earth Day, actually. And I was just walking around looking at, you know, Robin Johnson's here from Pima County Department of Environmental Quality.
Give her a hug for me. Darren from Freecycle, right?
Some great solar stores. The solar store is doing a competition where they had lots of kids from elementary schools around the city make solar cars, and they're having solar car races. They've been doing it for like 2 hours. It's really been fun.
You are kidding. And are you going to take pictures for your Facebook page?
I have taken a couple pictures, and I've even Facebooked a little bit today. I have my IT associate with me, my daughter, Trista.
Trista, give her my love, too.
She's helping me with the IT stuff.
Oh, gosh, I love it. And believe me, she can help us. I know that. She's very good. She grabs my phone and helps me. So what's the crowd like? Is there a good crowd? It's such a beautiful day.
It's really crowded. It's really fun. You know, we're under the trees, so even though it's a little hot out, we're all under the trees, so it's not that, you know, it's really bearable for sure. And I'm just looking at the be part of the solution Club Green, Project Green. All students, they have a lot of buttons, and they're talking about green and passing on stuff. And I love the buttons here that they're doing, so that's pretty fun. The people from Geo Innovations, and also the
Humane Geo Innovation, yay. And the Humane Society's there?
Yeah.
Lindsay, did you know that?
I did.
Yeah, she did. She can't be two places at once either.
And stuff. My daughter wants to adopt every one of them. Of course, there's electric bikes, and TEP is here. A lot of wildlife people. So it's really fun. We're going to be here till 2. So after Mrs. Green is over, if you want to do something, come out to the Earth Day Festival at Reed Park.
Hurry on down. And we can always find Terry D on Facebook at the Habastore Tucson Fun Facebook page. And we love you, man, and thanks for calling in.
Okay, I'm going to go take a picture. The U of A Steel Band is playing on stage right now, so I'm going to go take a picture and Facebook it.
And go have a piece of pizza from Renee's Eclectic Pizza Organic Oven.
I see it right over there. I'm going
to
go have a pizza now.
Okay, we just made the big announcement. Okay, well, we'll certainly
Excellent.
Be hearing more from you. Thanks for calling in, Terry.
Thanks, Tina. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Always love live from the field. Love it, love it, love it. Come on, where are you, callers? 520-880-5678. I know you're out there because people say, oh, I listen to your show. And I'm like, why didn't you call in? They go, well, you know, I feel weird being on the radio. So Lindsay Bruno, there are a couple of really important things I want to cover about the Humane Society. And I don't know in which random order I should. If anybody's listening and doesn't know about the Humane Society, that's like really sad because you have to know about the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Can we just jump to your presence in the malls? Because I think that is a hugely innovative, creative, and from what I understand, successful venture. Can you talk a little bit about that? You're shaking your head. Am I spot on?
Absolutely. We have the two posh locations.
They're called posh.
Yes, absolutely. Park Place and La Encantada. And they have been so successful for us. It's been a great way to extend our shelter walls, essentially. Sometimes people are uncomfortable coming to the shelter itself. It can be intimidating.
And they want to go home with six dogs.
Right, exactly. Right. But the stores really give people a way to interact with the animals in a smaller environment. And the Park Place location is kind of tucked between Dillard's and Sears and that breezeway, so it's a little tricky to find. But we're finding that that especially as the summer goes on and we have more litters of puppies and kittens, that business is really picking up. And then, of course, if you've been to the store in La Encantada, it's just it's wonderful up there. And it's kind of boutique-y, as are all the stores up there, and we have great success.
So this is really – I didn't think that I was going to ask this question, but how do you pick – I think of all of the wonderful Disney stories that are told through the eyes of animals. So how do you – and even kids that are told through the story, you know, the eyes of kids that are adopted, how do you pick the ones to take to the mall? Is it based on how cute they are or what the need is or the there's no bad answer. I mean, you want them to find a good home. I know that's your intention.
It's difficult. We do tend to take a lot of the smaller animals because they're easier to handle.
Everybody wants a puppy.
And then we also have the pocket pets, which are very popular as well.
My daughters, it's like, no, thank God they're out of the house. Now, you want a pocket pet, take it home in your own pocket to your own house.
Exactly. Yes.
So tell us what a pocket pet is.
Well, hamster, you know, a bunny. Actually, we had some celebrity rats. I don't know if you heard about those.
I did not.
Yes, they were taken from.
Celebrity rats?
They were taken from a hoarding case in California and kind of farmed out to different rescue groups. And we actually have had about 20, and they were taken to the Park Place location and all adopted out really quickly. Not something you would think about for a typical pocket pet, but they were just so popular.
No, that is, but if you watch Harry Potter, okay, there's Ron had his rat, Scoobers, I think that's what his name, and he never
that's
left home without it.
Scabbers.
So yeah. Scabbers. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. Oh my gosh, are my kids laughing if they're listening? Scabbers. Yep. Ron Weasley never left home without his rat. And why would someone want a rat? For the celebrity factor, but people like them, right?
They're cute.
Well, they are, and there's a whole subculture of rat lovers here. And they actually make really good pets because you can have them in apartments, condos, smaller environments. They don't need a huge yard.
You can bring them in hotels. You can probably sneak them on the plane. Well, it'll be hard to get through through clearance. They'd see something wiggle around in your purse.
Right.
But, okay, that's wonderful because there's something for everyone.
Absolutely.
Okay, now one of the reasons I hope you're here is to talk about your fundraiser, Putting on the Dog,
right,
which is coming up at the Tucson Country Club at the end of the month, April 29th. right? You have local yes. celebrities walking.
Including yourself.
That's right. I can't say it without laughing. Putting on the dog, and I'll be taking Megan Davis's dog from Vervey and Gadabout, Winston, that little guy.
That's right.
I'll be walking Winston. So tell us about what that is and how many people come and what the money goes to.
It's a huge event for us.
It's big and
over 1,000
fun.
People come. It's a fashion show combined with silent auction. We have great food from the Tucson Originals. And it's just a great time. Hundreds of silent auction items. I couldn't believe it when I looked at it the other day.
It's a whole huge tent.
Yes, absolutely.
Whole
and then the celebrity models that we have, including Chuck George and Heather Rowe.
Love Chuck. Love Heather. Yes, Chuck is going to be there.
That's... And he's going to be doing his weather live.
And he has a new dog.
He does.
You know that, right?
Absolutely. Very, yeah. very cute.
And is he bringing that dog,
mm-hmm.
that puppy?
He is, and we're going to keep a close eye for him.
I bet you're going to have to. Okay, 1,000 people. I can tell you myself, we've been to it many times. The food is over the top. I mean, it's really good. I remember a couple of times with Janos and some of the hot dogs. And, of course, yes. we'll have Renee's organic oven there, which I'll be a frequent. If it's only one to a customer, I'll wear disguises. So, Renee, you're going to be participating. Do you yeah. know what you're going to serve?
Yes.
What?
We are going to serve a mini version of our hummus tostada and then also our spinach and artichoke dip and pizzas.
Yay. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Boom, boom, boom. I love using the bell today. I'm a little bell crazy. Okay, so how do people get tickets?
They can go to our website at hssaz.org.
hssaz.org. And I always say they can always – I do get inquiries. I heard it on your show when I was driving – info at Mrs. Green's World, and we'll let them know as well. And how much are the tickets?
There's an advance price that you can buy at the door, or you can also buy on our website. So just check that out.
Okay.
And
okay.
all the proceeds go to the homeless animals in our community. So it's so important to us. It really just enables us to provide resources and shelter and good care for the animals that we have.
And do most of the animals that come to you, do people just drop them off because they can't take care of them anymore? Do you get some that have been mistreated? I mean, what are the number of, you know, sources that from which you get the animals that you then reuse? Which I love that. I say that as a term of endearment.
Right.
It's the ultimate reuse.
Yes.
You know, recycle the animal.
It's nearly 63% of the animals we get are owner relinquished. Whether it be moving or different circumstance, change in their life, they can't care for the animal. But we would rather they come to us.
Then, yeah. Right,
absolutely.
Right. And
yes.
are they mostly sad? Most people I know that have pets, or is it a mixed bag?
Well, we have anything, obviously, from kittens and puppies to older dogs and cats. But it's an excellent environment. They're so well cared for, and they're just very happy animals. And we are so happy to find them homes. It's the best feeling in the world. I take them on media appearances, and when they get adopted, I just love it. There's nothing better than a high like that.
I love it. Now, what about can people – I think that this is true, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but from what I understand and other presentations I've been to, let's just say that I wanted a border collie. Isn't it well within the realm of possibility that someone can eventually get a border collie if they're willing to wait? You get every kind of dog. You get ones that have their pedigree and ones that are mix and ones that are adorable mutts and ones that are, missing a leg.
Absolutely. We have purebreds all the way up to mudagrees, which is my favorite term.
What is that? I love new expressions. A mudagree.
It's essentially a mutt. A lot of mixed animals that we get, a shepherd mix. And what's great about them is they have such good temperament. And so that's a large population of animals that we have. But, yes, please come and see us, and we always have new animals coming. So if you don't see one that you are interested in that time, come back the next day. It changes all the time.
You're always adding to your inventory. It's just, to me, one of the most wonderful, absolutely good to the soul concept. Is there one animal that you think gets a bad rap that doesn't deserve it, that has a bad name?
Well, the pit bulls, which probably don't surprise people. We get a large amount of them. But their temperaments are surprisingly good. And if you take the time to actually come and play with them and get to know them. And also, one thing I do want to point out is if you do have another dog at home, you could always bring them for a meet and greet and see how they do.
Oh, my gosh.
sort of a play date.
Agreed.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. You are just a treasure trove of fun
information.
Thank
you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on. Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. More from Renee's Organic Oven when we come back. That was Lindsay Bruno from the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. And we hope you'll figure out a way to support their event on the 29th. It could be through an auction item. It could be through your coming. It could be through your adopting a dog or a kitty or a rat. Please stay here with me.
790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. Thank you so much, Kat, for playing Who Let the Dogs Out. I mean, I have admitted it on radio that the, okay, why am I blanking on? Who would, the trip to Vegas? Come on. The movie.
Hangover?
The Hangover. Yeah, The Hangover, my favorite movie. And I don't have one. That's not why I forgot. So in studio with us today, we're probably on the borderline of having too much fun. We have Renee Krieger from Renee's Organic Oven. That's the new big announcement that we're proud to be a part of. And we have Lindsay Bruno from the Humane Society of Southern Arizona talking about her big event. We had Terry D. from the Habit Store called. So please remember, you can find any of this at MrsGreensWorld.com, Facebook, Twitter. We want to keep you informed about all the wonderful, sustainable things that are going on in our community and bring the world to your fingertips, literally. Okay, Renee, I don't think we ever really officially told people where your restaurant is located. I alluded to Sabino Canyon and Tanque Verde. I want to say it's not Eclectic Cafe. It is. That's part of the reason that I think the name change will be great. So tell me, tell everybody where it is. It's so easy to get to from any part of town.
It is, and I think that's why it helps to, you know, people do drive pretty far to come to us at for different reasons with the organic and the gluten-free and just the local business aspect. But there are quite a few ways to get there. We're on Sabino Canyon and Tanque Verde Road. We are on the northwest corner, but our entryway actually faces Sabino Canyon Road. And Eclectic Cafe, a very long-standing cafe, is on the corner. And that is actually my investor's restaurant. And that's our
wonderful
relationship.
Restaurant. Yes. It's a very amicable, friendly, wonderful
situation. Been in Tucson for over 30 years. And they are an anchor in that section, on that intersection. And so we often were overlooked and not known because I was 27 when I opened this and had a I've made some mistakes in my life, and I just did not realize that we were the only ones in the world that would put two of the same name in one shopping center. It didn't really work out.
Yeah, but you know what? Look at where you are.
Yeah.
It really did work out.
In sense.
Did work out, and that's because you have been able to define yourself in the market and have such repeat traffic. Okay, so tell me about your whole philosophy about locally sourced food. I know that you are hugely committed to that, not just for the beef, which you mentioned, but for everything that you can get. And what are the challenges about being a locavore and wanting to have fresh local ingredients?
Well, our challenges, we kind of came into this when, for example, there's a wonderful place called Sleeping Frog Farms.
I love it, love it, yeah. Love it. We had a lot of bells today.
Well, we came in to asking them about getting produce from them right when they were transitioning into this new wonderful farm. And what's really great is that a lot of these farms are able to make a living and sell this at farmers markets. And so we kind of have to wait until they get a little bit better understanding of their flow and that we could come in there and get things. We also need to have a more seasonal approach to our menu because Tucson, you know, is only going to yield certain things at certain times. And in order to implement those, we have to have the customer base knowing that we do that, which is part of why we are changing our name. We are hoping for maybe a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday farm-to-table experience for people that we can kind of solidify with some local growers. We do use Wilcox-grown tomatoes, and we do use locally sourced products, period. It's not just our food. We do Tucson paper and ribbon for our goods, and we do Arbuckles for our coffee, and we really try and use and support as many businesses as we can, and we try and lend our gift certificates and our donations and our food to organizations like the Humane Society for what they do, so that we are also part of a community that's part of why we wanted to do this. But for the food, we really hope to be able to increase what we get from people. And it takes the support and commitment from all of our consumers and from us and the farmers to kind of work that out.
And other restaurants. As more restaurants come on board that are locally owned, that would be good too.
Well, yeah, and hopefully they will. I think there's a huge interest in it. It's just not it's not as easy as it sounds.
Isn't.
No.
It isn't. It's like, okay, I want fresh oregano. Well, it's just not that easy. It's not as easy as it is going to Safeway. And that's the truth, and those are the glitches that have to be worked out to make it sustainable.
Yeah.
When you need it, you need it.
Yeah,
that's true.
And we're really happy that the farmers are growing and that these families are taking their food. I mean, so it's great. It means they're at home cooking that stuff too. So it's a rewarding situation no matter how it works out. And we want to be part of that movement that lets people know that there are great opportunities and there are great products out there and that you really do always vote with your dollar by what you spend your money on.
You always have a choice. And I think it's interesting that you talked about the Sleeping Frog Farm. First of all, they really do have sleeping frogs on their farm. I did find that out, and that's the truth. I didn't know that. And their name is so golden in this community among people like you. They really do have, if their product is out, you know it's seasonal. They're not selling tomatoes in the middle of February. I mean, they're just not. You go when you're at the farmer's market, you go to see what Sleeping Frog says, and then you know that's what's in season. And I just read an article last night in a new e-zine called Savory Sceneries that is just absolutely beautiful. I'll forward you the link. And it's a locally owned business here. It's a beautiful e-zine. And Jason Cook talks about that. He wrote some beautiful articles about we have to rethink the way we're eating, because it used to be that we ate things in season and everything wasn't, you know, frozen and shipped and preserved mm-hmm. and all that, which I think is a huge reason for a lot of the, you know, the new diseases, as I call them, because people are eating things that don't really occur in nature. We made them occur.
Yeah. And I mean, we have to encourage ourselves to take chances and to spend our money wisely, but also to take small steps. So even if it means at first you're not buying organic, but you're buying fresh, and then even if it's not always going to be organic, that it's local. And, you know, you just, when you are faced with a choice, that you make the best one you can and not harbor any more guilt, because that's not ever done anybody any good. And it's not good to point the finger, and it's not fun. And we want it to be fun. And we want, you know, there was a Stonyfield Farms has a video called Just Eat Organic, and it cracked me up when I watched it. My son was instantly drawn to it because the beauty of the imagery of just people gathering and enjoying and doing, and it's not a punitive thing. It's not an expensive thing. It's just fun, and it's important to them.
Fun. There's always something to celebrate, and I want you to send me the link to that because I think it's fun to share the word around the country. It's one of the things that I love about Mrs. Green's World is that we're starting to put the spotlight on Tucson for all these neat things that are going on. And one of the things that you said I agree with, you can't always shop locally. There are some things that you cannot source locally. You have to go to a store and get them because everything is not available in a locally owned store.
And sometimes it's a better choice. There's other choices too. There really
or
are.
Or more affordable choice. Yeah. And I will have to say that one of my beliefs that the exception, honestly, this is not because you're on the show, is there are so many locally owned restaurants that you could go through every one of them in a year and never have a repeat. So in my opinion, the Mrs. Green, Mr. Green family, our entire tribe, when we're asked to go out to dinner, when we go out to dinner or lunch, I say, can we eat in a locally owned restaurant? And it either gets people attention or they say, oh, yeah, we always eat in locally owned restaurants, which
yeah.
leads to another segue, perfect, of when you want something as a charity, and I have been doing charity work for probably 30 years, guess who gives the gift certificates? Guess who shows up for putting on the dog? Guess who? You just go to the owner because it doesn't have to go to region. It doesn't have to go to corporate. It doesn't have to go, you know, to God to get permission. It's a lot. So you guys are everywhere. And tell us about what you do with Jeffrey's School. You do a lot with Jeffrey's School. You volunteer. You've made pizza.
Well, Jeffrey's School, actually, what we're hoping for is that they are really trying to make some efforts to get grants, which they finally got. He goes to a Satori school, and Satori is on First Avenue, and they are actually going to have their Route 66 fundraiser very soon. But what they're really trying...
R-O-O-T? Or is it like Route 66?
That would be a clever spin,
really,
Mrs. Green.
That's immediately where I went.
Maybe that was their plan the whole time, wink, wink. But they really do want, they want more of the dust-free, and they want an environment where kids can learn and interact with their food and with their environment. And they, just like everybody else, has to accumulate the funds to be able to do that. So, I mean, they are working very hard with that. And there's great, I know Athens on 4th Avenue has been such an amazing support for them. They do a movie and food night, and they bring the food, and the parents pay money, and they watch a movie and eat great food from Athens.
And they bring their soup. I love their soup. Oh, my gosh. They have
well,
the
unfortunately,
soup.
Mrs. Green, I work every Friday night, so I do not get to go and have Athens there, but they're there.
Okay, we have about 1 minute to wrap up. There's a couple of things that I really want to get in. There's always something to celebrate. I want to announce the winner of the contest last week, What Are You Doing for Earth Month? Please visit my website and check it out. The man's name is, I've got to find it back on my sheet, but he's from Racine, Wisconsin, and they're Kringles. I remembered that they're called Kringles, and his name is Doug Stillman, so that's great. Please come to MrsGreensWorld.com if you have anything that you want to know. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter because I put up-to-the-minute stuff. Puttin' on the Dog is having their fundraiser on April 29th at Tucson Country Club. You can go online for tickets. There's so many other things that you can do to help Lindsay Bruno and all the wonderful staff there to make a difference for loving all of God's creatures, which the little ones, the little creatures, are really hugely a part of that. So thanks for tuning in. Happy Earth Month. Make a green choice. Next week, I am over the top excited. Lisa Frack from the Environmental Working Group is calling in from Washington, D.C., talking about safe cosmetics, food safety. We'll cover it all. News Talk 790 KNST, Mrs. Green's World. Make it a great green week, because in Mrs. Green's World, every day is Earth Day.